This is the White House report. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, ahead of Kanye West's Sunday service concert at Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church on Sunday, he and members of the gospel choir performed at two Harris County jails. West performed songs from his Jesus is King album for more than 200 men at the Harris County Jail in Houston, Texas on Friday, before walking through an underground tunnel system to perform another show for a smaller group of female inmates at the Baker Street Jail, the Houston Chronicle reported. "This is a mission, not a show," West told the inmates in a video released by the Harris County Sheriff's Office. During the performance's finale, many of the male inmates wearing orange scrubs knelt down in prayer together. Several of the women inmates cried as they were moved by the lyrics sung by West and the gospel choir. Lauding West's decision to perform a concert for the inmates, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted a message on Twitter Saturday saying, "What Kanye West does to inspire the incarcerated is transformative, saving one soul at a time. Inmates who turn to God may get released earlier because of good behavior and may be less likely to commit future crimes. It would be great if other artists followed Kanye's lead." According to NBC News, a 12-year-old Missouri girl who was struck by a St. Louis County police car last month has died, a police spokesman said on Friday. The St. Louis County Police Department said it was made aware of Akilla Jackson's death on November 12th, nearly 4 weeks after a 25-year-old officer pursuing a vehicle hit the girl as she was crossing the street around 6 p.m. on October 14th. Sergeant Benjamin Granda, a spokesman for the department, said it is believed that the officer was trying to catch up to the vehicle to conduct a traffic stop. The officer did not have his lights or sirens on at the time of the accident. The girl's father, Willie Jackson, told NBC affiliate KSDK in St. Louis during an October interview that both of Akilah's legs, both of her arms, and her jaw were broken. She also suffered skull and wrist fractures. The Bureau of Professional Standards is investigating the officer's actions during and leading up to the incident, Granda said. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is handling the investigation into the crash. According to the Associated Press, a Durand native whose courageous combat was illuminated in the book Black Hawk Down has died. The Rockford Register Star reports that 64-year-old Sergeant Major James McMahon died on November 5th. A cause was not listed. The 16-year veteran Army Ranger was aboard one of two Black Hawk helicopters shot down by rocket-propelled grenades in Somalia in August 1993. The book by Mark Bowden introduces McMahon by describing his face as so battered and cut that he looks like he was wearing a fright mask as he pulled the body of a fellow soldier from the wreckage. McMahon was awarded the Purple Heart and the Silver Star for valor. He retired in 2002, worked as a defense contractor, and since 2013 was a special operations instructor at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. According to Bleacher Report, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made his first public comment Saturday after suffering a season-ending hip dislocation against Mississippi State. "Thank you all for the prayers and well wishes. God always has a plan," he tweeted. Tagovailoa suffered the injury after two Bulldog defenders tackled him as he was throwing the ball away late in the first half of his team's 38-7 win. He was then carted off the field. The 6'1", 218-pound junior had enjoyed a fantastic season until that point, throwing 33 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions for the number 5 Crimson Tide. He was playing on a surgically repaired right ankle. Of note, he completed 14 of 18 passes for 256 yards and 2 scores against the Bulldogs before the hip injury. According to the New York Times, protests flared across Iran for a second day on Saturday, with angry crowds calling for the ouster of the regime and unrest incited by a steep increase in officially set gasoline prices, but that quickly broadened to include other grievances such as social repression and corruption. At least 6 people were dead after security forces clashed with protesters, according to Persian language news outlets. Calling the protests foreign instigated, Tehran's prosecutor warned Saturday that security forces would crack down harshly. The protests erupted in dozens of cities after the government decided at midnight Friday to cut gasoline subsidies to fund handouts for Iran's poor. That added to strains from American economic sanctions and the Iranian government's mismanagement of the economy. Iran disrupted internet and cell phone service and halted phone data reception, apparently trying to deter people from sharing information and organizing protests, according to NetBlocks. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.